MEOTA, the Kevin Foster Ice Fishing Derby was held February 17 on Jackfish Lake. The event drew a big crowd with upwards of 100 people coming out to enjoy the company and the weather. Approximately 60 people stayed to enjoy a roast beef supper with all the trimmings. The big winner of the day was Teresa Ducharme with an 11.74 lb. Jack. Second was Dan McTaggart with 9.63 pounds and third was Anthony Cole with another great fish at 9.57 pounds. All proceeds from the entries were paid out to the winners and the grand prize was $1.347.50. Approximately 30 large fish were brought in for weighing. Vern Iverson is on his way home from Yuma, Ariz. The temperature there was reported as being cooler than normal, so coming back early shouldn't be such a hardship. Our friends Henry and Irene Rumpf are due back soon. Their stay in Mexico was restful and provided them with great tans. Bridge winners Tuesday were Linda Ard and Eric Kalbeck. Second were Jerry Craig and Kathy Williams. Thursday Mary Phelps and Jerry Craig were first. Second were Albert Blaise and Linda Ard. In Norwegian whist Charlie Horrell was first. Second was K.C. Bile. Third was A. Walker. In Canasta Friday afternoon at the Dewdrop Inn, Gail Hilderman and Carol Heis were first and second were Janice Morton and Linda Ard. Third were Larry Clark and Eric Kalbeck. First in modified play were Stella Rendell and Marion Ottes. Meta Grand Slam of Curling. Week 10 Recap. By Derek Welford. Just short of perfection from the Lanyam rink Tuesday night as they dismantled Pat Moore 9-1 in six ends in what spectators described as both a youthful and energetic performance from the AM team. Don Johnson is finding his rhythm as he is starting to put together a string of victories. He downed the Al Kali rink handily, 11-1 for three wins in a row. Colin Sharp put up 11 points to Gil Cadran's 5 as they came away with a statement win. Caleb Gonsage was promoted to skip duties Thursday night in a matchup against the Doom Rink in the only game that went the full 8 ends. A pivotal 4-point score halfway through the game proved key as it would set up a tie coming into the final end. Stealing 2 in the 8th, Gonsage won 8-6 as they are now unbeaten in their last 2 games. Randy, Elisa, Presley and Donnie Sharp put together a strong 8 ends and held off a late push from the Wanda Weber rink to win 5-4. Kirsten Brew and Evan Schmidt had a back-and-forth matchup where both skips exchanged magisterial shots and equally as many substandard shots that kept the score close to the end. Kirsten down by 1 with the hammer drew for what he hoped was 2 points as the second shot rock was too close to call with the naked eye. Carson Wouters, an experienced curler with a steady hand, was tasked with the important measure to determine the outcome of the game. After 2 measurements, it was determined the second brew rock was outside of the rings resulting in a 6-6 tie and a chorus of gasps from the gallery. Losing to the Orchison rink only 4 weeks ago, the Welford rink rebounded and defeated Randy 8-5 in the rematch. Colin Mack bounced back after a tough outing last week to win 10-2 over Randy Iverson. Zane Lecoussière, Brent Czuy, Dale Howry and Marcel Bernier continue to look unbeatable so far in 2024 as they defeated Pat Bicotte 9-4 in 7 ends. That is now 6 wins in a row for the legend from Langmead.